providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in for the second half of the KER Report. We are stressing on the radio programs, not necessarily political issues anymore. We're going to stress sound economic issues. You know, when a guy's got a couple of master's degrees in economics and an undergraduate degree in economics can really do that well. Having said that, we're also going to devote one segment a week to what I call non-secular issues with a buddy of mine who is a physician down in Texas. Very, very devout man. We're not going to be thumping anything. We're basically going to be getting his views on how to make life better. His name, obviously, is Dr. Charles Page, MD, physician. Chuck, what do you want to talk about this particular week? Hey, bud, how you doing?
I'm great. Merry Christmas. I'm thinking about just a simple Christmas wish. You know, so many of us have lost so many things in 2020. We look back at 2020 and in hindsight, and it's really kind of depressing in a sense. You know, some people have experienced anxiety, depression, emotional pain, and just thinking back, it's been so tumultuous. And, you know, we've lost so many things. So many people have lost jobs, financial losses. We've lost friends and loved ones from COVID, you know, but I think something else, we've lost this sense of maybe stability and security, predictability, all of these things. We kind of lost a life that we once maybe felt comfortable in. And thinking about this upheaval and this uncertainty, you know, I think about the first Christmas Eve and looking back and thinking about those times when Christ was born. You know, think about this. As a result of a government mandate, a socially isolated, very economically poor young couple had to journey 90 miles on foot to a small town to be registered for a census. You know, she was in her mid-teens and probably going into labor early, and they were trying to find a place to stay in this little town that was busting at the seams from all the travelers, and they couldn't find a place to stay, and they had a child, and he was placed in rags, and they put him in a feeding trough, you know? And thinking about that, and thinking about the message that the shepherds received, you know, there in the book of Luke, it said, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news, which is for all people. Today a Savior has been born to you, He is Christ the Lord. You'll find this baby wrapped in rags and lying in a feed trough. Glory to God and peace to those on whom His favor rests." And, you know, as I think about that, Al, and think about all of the losses we've suffered, I just want to encourage people to not be afraid. Do not be afraid, like the angel said, that we are not alone. And the good news is that we have hope because of that baby that was born in a manger, you know, and that's, I think, really good news that we need to fixate on. With all the losses that we have, we also have the gift of love that God gave us. And so I just thinking about some affirmations, you know, and just thinking about this, you know, in this crazy world of loss and pain, I just want to, you know, give myself permission to grieve and to keep going. You know, in the midst of all the crazy, what, Al?
No, go ahead, keep going. I just want to say it's very important to give yourself permission to keep going and to keep growing.
Absolutely. And so, you know, and in all these negative messages that we're seeing every day, just to guard our hearts and to be more loving to other people and express love, faith, hope, and courage to people, even when people are telling us all of these negative things. And instead of responding in fear, anger, and hatred, pursuing peace, wisdom, and understanding with other people, you know, amidst all this uncertainty, you know, to be kind and compassionate, and be a hope giver to other people. I think those are some things you know, instead of
take a deep breath.
Instead of responding negatively to all the things that we're hearing, let's be people who respond with hope, healing, grow, mature, make a difference for good.
You bet. Making a difference for good is what life is really all about. That's what he told us to do. You know, I want to throw one other thing in here. It is absolutely in zero conflict with Christianity. It's in zero conflict with Judaism, and that's called Buddhist philosophy. I'm starting to study a bit on Buddhist philosophy, and I want to tell you, if you guys want some sources, it is really, really an interesting way to live. I obviously put Buddhist philosophy behind my Christianity, and I'm sure that a Jewish individual would probably put Buddhist philosophy behind the Jewish laws. But the fact of the matter is, it's in zero conflict with Christianity, and it can make your life a lot better, make your life a better person for God. Chuck, we got about 3 minutes left here. What are you and your family, what did you and your family do to celebrate Christmas? Why was it important to you guys?
Well, I mean, it's important for several reasons. You know, we don't know what next year brings. And right now, my wife just went through a surgery, and she's slowly recuperating and thinking about her health. You know, she's, for the first time, she's not had any neck pain. She had a huge neck surgery. By the way, Al, I'm a pain in the neck.
There you go.
And so we're thankful for our
the
health,
long, tall, you know, Texan who's the pain in the neck.
That's me. And just ask my wife. But, you know, but also in the process, with all these separation anxiety that I was feeling and that she was feeling and having surgery and not having anybody in the hospital with her, they were able to diagnose her with sleep apnea. And we just got a test.
Oh,
and now
you're
we
kidding.
Found that there was another health problem that she had. You know, we're so thankful for that. I mean, for the health that we have. And we think about living in the United States and all the, you know, all the resources that we have. I mean, in some countries, you know, they're suffering with COVID and they don't have any ventilators. They don't have oxygen.
Yep.
They don't have all the resources that we do. So just remembering and keeping things in context, you know, and then focusing on those certainties. You know, you're talking about the Buddhist faith. Well, you know, all truth is God's truth. And every you know, faith-based system, there are some things that we can, you know, that we can glean on as far as truth. But just thinking about the certainty and the absolutes of Scripture and the hope that we have in Christmas, you know, and that God, you know, Jesus came to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. Now, what a message of hope that is for us.
Well, it sounds to me, Charles, like it's really hurt. It's really helped you guys quite a bit, obviously, your entire family. I'm glad your wife is doing well. There's no question whatsoever about that.
Yep.
You know, as listeners are aware, this sounds like it's off topic a little bit, but it's really not. I'm switching back into the subject that I happen to know quite a bit about, and that's investing in precious metals. You know, that goes along very, very closely with Christianity, and I want to say I think it's the best move that I've ever made in a long time. In terms of politics, we're going to handle that in a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, in the forum for the podcast, you can make any comments you want about politics. Chuck, it sounds to me like you guys had a wonderful Christmas. I am so glad your message was incredibly beneficial. Thanks, my friend.